You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Nikki Haley, the former South Carolina governor and Trump UN ambassador, has decided to throw her hat in the ring and run against her old boss. So I went to her campaign launch in South Carolina to see if the party was really ready to turn the page.
Are you excited about Nikki Haley for president?
Very excited. She's done great things for South Carolina. She's tough. She's a woman. Women rule.
The Republican Party needs a change, and we need someone with Nikki's foreign policy expertise.
I love Donald Trump, but I think that she has more of a feminine finesse.
You think Trump has a harder time with communicating with ladies? He has a harsher approach when it comes to women.
He
sometimes has to pay for it. He sometimes
has
a hard time navigating it.
Yes.
I mean, I think she's really running to get, like, I don't think she'll win.
Oh, so.
I think it's for VP.
So this is just sort of like batting practice.
It's just fun to be here. Why not?
VP or president, I was curious to see how Haley could win over ardent Trump supporters.
I voted for Trump, but I certainly will not be doing that again.
When did Trump lose your support?
The nail in the coffin for me with Donald Trump.
Let me guess. Charlottesville.
No.
But okay, let me guess.
You're not going to guess it.
Kids in cages.
Nope.
The insurrection, January 6th.
The, nope.
Wait, hold on. First impeachment.
Nope.
Second impeachment.
Nope.
Okay, inviting white supremacists over to Mar-a-Lago.
No, but that, I mean, you know. Criticizing DeSantis before his election.
Wouldn't have guessed it. So that's the line right
that
there.
That was the nail in the coffin for
me. I would have guessed kids in cages.
I told you, you wouldn't have guessed it.
I know.
I would have saved you 30 minutes at the time.
This is why you come out and talk to people. You're constantly surprised.
Yep.
Haley has been either a strong Trump critic or a vocal Trump ally, depending on the time of day. Could this pose a problem?
Did you feel like she sufficiently stood up to Donald Trump when she needed to?
I think she has, and I think Nikki Haley's not afraid to stand up to any male or female with her voice of opinion.
Yeah, so after January 6th, she wasn't afraid to say, this is disgusting.
That's right.
And then a couple weeks later to say they were being too hard on him.
Yes, yes. So we agree. I agree totally.
An individual respects you if you can stand up to them.
So something awful happens, like Charlottesville.
She speaks her mind.
Charlottesville happens, she's not afraid to criticize Trump, walk right in there, and hand in her 52-week notice.
Right is right. She knows right from wrong.
It's a campaign that's distancing itself from the far-right fringe. Except if you look closely at Haley's first speaker, Pastor John Hagee, who has unusual views on the weather.
As a candidate, you have that responsibility to not get in the gutter. So hopefully we can stay in a more positive place.
Well, the first person I saw on stage was Pastor Hagee, who thinks hurricanes are a punishment for gay people.
Is that really what he said? How long ago was that?
That was around Katrina.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's an interesting opening act. Pastor Hagee has said that hurricanes were God's punishment for gays.
Oh, no. He preaches the gospel. I followed him for years.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe if she wants to attract moderates, come in with a little bit more of a moderate pastor who thinks something more acceptable, like tornadoes are caused by too much masturbation.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's way out there. No.
That's too far.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
And there's that line again. Good to know.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst. Available at Target.